The Bush administration may be softening its approach to North Korea. Senior administration officials say Washington has adopted a step-by-step approach to its dispute with Pyongyang over nuclear ambitions. The U.S. would embark on a series of steps to ease the confrontation, from the gradual lifting of sanctions to an eventual peace treaty, as North Korea dismantles its nuclear weapons program. The U.S. presented these ideas during last week's six-party talks in Beijing. Daniel Snyder is foreign affairs columnist for the San Jose Mercury News, and he covered the Beijing meeting. How significant is this change?
Well, I think it's very significant. There's been a war going on inside the administration for quite a while over Korea policy between those who believe that you could get rid of the nuclear weapon program in North Korea through negotiations, through a prolonged dialogue with the North Koreans, and those who argued that the only route to that, to denuclearizing North Korea, was regime change in North Korea. And that has sort of paralyzed U.S. policy towards North Korea for a while, and I think what we've seen is that over the last couple of months in particular, and now I think we saw it very clearly at the Beijing talks, those who favor engagement have won the day, at least for now.
What prompted the Bush administration to modify its position that it would not reward North Korea for its pursuit of nuclear weapons?
Well, one crucial factor has been the role of the Chinese. The State Department, which is sort of the center of those who favor engagement, have been working for a long time to try and bring the Chinese into this process as the people who are going to drag the North Koreans as their sort of only remaining ally left in the world into negotiations. And their feeling is that the Chinese have really stepped up. I think the other element of it is there was some realization that there really wasn't a realistic alternative to dialogue, to negotiations, or at least trying negotiations. There's no military option that's realistic. And there's no way to get our allies and our friends in the area, including the South Koreans and the Japanese, to go along with a more confrontational approach, such as imposing economic sanctions on North Korea, unless we had tried dialogue first and they were convinced that we had made a reasonable effort to try and negotiate this. In some ways, the last element is the Iraq factor, and that's certainly something that people see here. You know, the United States really can't afford another crisis on the scale of Iraq at this point, and that may have encouraged the Bush administration to go down this road.
During the Beijing talks, the U.S. delegation was tight-lipped. Why is this coming out now?
Well, I think in part this is a little bit of public relations effort on the part of those who favor this policy, because the immediate spin out of the Beijing talks was coming from the other side. The North Koreans themselves came out of the talks declaring that they don't want to talk anymore in this format. And so there was this perception out there that this was a failure, it wasn't working, and I think they wanted to impress on everybody that, you know, you have to be patient here and that real positive progress has been made.
What do you think South Korea will say of this new approach?
The South Koreans, and I've been here talking to South Korean officials all week, you know, they're much more comfortable now with this approach on the part of the Bush administration. On the other hand, I will say that South Koreans still feel that the Bush administration position is somewhat inflexible. The key point for them is that the Bush administration continues to insist that the North Koreans have to take the first step. They have to visibly move towards disarmament, towards nuclear disarmament, before any further steps get taken by the United States. And the South Koreans, I think, would like the U.S. to be even more concrete, more specific about what it's going to put on the table for the North Koreans down the road.
What's the likely response from North Korea?
Well, the initial response is negative. And in part, that's because they walked into that Beijing meeting and they found themselves surrounded. That makes the Bush administration very happy. That was one of their goals, was to make the North Koreans feel isolated. So, but their initial response is, we're not going to go back in there again. We don't want this. The hope here, and I think in Washington, is at a certain point, it may take a month, it may take 2 months, they're going to come back to the table. The Chinese are certainly pushing them in that direction. But there is another possibility, which is that they're going to try and change the negotiating odds to their favor in a way that they've unfortunately resorted to in the past, which is to escalate tensions, maybe by carrying out a test of a long-range ballistic missile, or, I mean, the worst-case scenario, which I think everybody is worried about, is that they'll go ahead and conduct a test of a nuclear weapon, which we don't know that they actually possess at this point.
Daniel Snyder in Seoul, South Korea. He's foreign affairs columnist for the San Jose Mercury News.